Good morning. My name is Kristen. I'm the supervisor here today, and how may I help you?
I'm supposed to talk to you about a recent charge on my card that I did not authorize.
Okay, let's see. All right, so I'm just trying to get the account pull for you. Let's see here. Okay. All right, just to make sure I'm pulling the correct account, can I have your name, please?
Nancy Williams.
Okay. All right, so let's see. All right, so I did locate the account, and let's see. Okay, so I'm showing that this is in reference to the Slim Foria, the keto. Okay, so looking over the account, I'm showing that the order was placed on May the 13th, and let's see, I'm showing at that time there was a $6.59 shipping and handling charge that was paid, and that was to be able to receive a 30-day supply of the products, which was for a 14-day trial, and then when the trial ended, I am showing that there was then a charge for the cost of the product. Let's see. Okay, so you're saying that you didn't place the order for the $6.59?
No.
Okay. All right, so let's see here. All right. Let me ask you this, ma'am, and I'm not disregarding anything that you're telling me, but looking over the account, all the information we have on file does appear to be a match. Is there anyone else in your household that could have placed the order?
No, it's just me. Maybe I hit it by mistake, but, you know, I didn't receive anything.
Let's see.
I know it keeps showing up that I did receive something, but I haven't seen anything in my mailbox.
Yeah, because looking at the confirmation of delivery, it is shown that the U.S. Postal Service, they're showing that they did deliver, and it's shown that they delivered that on May the 18th. Let's see.
This is the second time this has happened, even with another trial order or whatever it is.
Okay. All right. So, okay. All right. So, all right. So in order for us to file this account as fraudulent, ma'am, I do have to just make you aware. And that's why I was asking if anyone else in the household could have ordered, because all the information we have on file does appear to be a match. What they do is they do forward that over for a fraudulent investigation, where they take that information, including the IP address from the device where the order originated. And if they do find that the order did come from within the household, I do know that it can result in penalties such as fines. So that's why we, you know, do have to ask and make you aware.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't know.
Okay. Let's see.
Maybe I did press the button. I don't know. I don't remember.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Now, in order to place the order, you would have had to have manually inputted all the information
right.
that we have.
Right. My sister is sitting here next to me. Let me ask her if she maybe had done it.
No, I mean, what I will offer to do as a courtesy, ma'am, I mean, I can offer a 35% refund on the charge.
Okay. She said she was looking at it. And what'd you say? Well, I guess she did. So I guess that solves the problem.
Okay. All right. So what I'm going to go ahead and do is I will go ahead and get the 35% refunded for you. So I do know you will receive a email confirmation from us, showing that was done, and so that will go back to your card, and you should see that reflect within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. All right. That solves that.
All right. Well, if there's nothing else I can help you with, you have a nice day, and thank you for calling customer support.
Thanks. Bye.